and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., your loyal host and your loyal producer, coming to you on a Power Friday with great pleasure, honored, and I do mean it when I say honored, to be your host. As a matter of fact, I want to let you know again that I appreciate you for letting me be your host. Thank you for allowing me to be able to, in some ways, be a part of your lives. As I share some of the thoughts of the day, each week, encourage us to grow together, think together. And I tell you what, as we do our growing and thinking together, there's no doubt that there's a lot on the plate that can really, make life challenging. Wouldn't you say that? Who would not say that there are times when life is challenging? But life is beautiful too, isn't it? In fact, sometimes the challenges are part of the beauty. Sometimes, not so much. But at other times, the challenge is part of the beauty. Now, part of it, too, when it comes to challenge, is making sure that we're doing everything in our power to make life go as well as it can possibly go for each of us, for ourselves. Can you imagine having a difficult time in life because we're continually making bad decisions? No, we can't do that. Listen, this is Power Friday, and I want to share some information with you, courtesy of Psychology Today, about things that we can do to help prevent burnout. How many of you enjoy your work so much that you never want to take off? I mean, other than the typical days off, the usual days off during the week that you get. Now, other than that, I mean, a brief 3-day weekend here, a brief 3-day weekend there, somewhere down the line, at least 5 days off in a row. And maybe you have those 5 days during the week plus the weekend. The weekend's not counting as vacation time, but it does count as part of the time that you're not at work. You're not working. How many of you find it difficult? I mean, show enough difficult. You stop working, even though you're spending a lot of time and energy helping to raise, nurture, develop your family. You're spending time handling civic responsibilities, serving on organizations you really enjoy being with. You know, all of these are things that we really enjoy doing. How many of you may not work for a salary at your place of worship, but you do work there? I mean, you put in some time, week in and week out, and you go year after year deciding, you know what, I enjoy all this so much, though, that I just don't want to take a vacation. But do you need to take a vacation? And the answer is yes. Well, I want to share with you some ways that the good doctor, Emma Sapala, has of preventing work burnout. Anything that we enjoy can still lead to burnout if we don't take breaks from it. So keep in mind now, we want to make sure that we are balancing our lives. And balancing our lives, generally speaking, has to do with a right balance between work, rest, and play. Those are all three different categories of living. Even resting is not the same as playing. You can be playing by getting in a good sweat on the basketball court, or on the volleyball court, or on the tennis court, or on the racquetball court. You can spend some time and energy playing by playing chess, dominoes, checkers, we. I mean, we can really have some fun playing. We can have a great time playing by socializing with good friends. But that playing isn't necessarily the same as just resting, where you're not obligated to be doing a whole lot of talking. There's no need for you to be doing any movement. You can just be in a nice lawn chair outdoors with your eyes closed, just chilling. Or maybe you're inside and you just have, it's on a day off, and I mean truly a day off, where not only are you not at work, where you get paid to do the job you do, but you haven't replaced that time with other things to do at home. Don't get me wrong. We have things to do at home. I realize that. But it sure helps when we can find a way, make a way, to go ahead and just have some time off, time away from work. How many of you really enjoy school? Now, I'm not being funny when I ask that question. I'm serious. How many of you really enjoy school? It takes hard work, no doubt. But you enjoy the challenge of understanding what your instructor is saying, taking good notes, seeing if the note-taking pays off at exam time, studying and learning, preparing for whatever is coming down the road as a result of the reading that you're doing, the studying that you're doing. Occasionally getting together with classmates, colleagues, to go over some of the material that may have been especially challenging, and on and on. There are people who enjoy that process. I'll be honest with you, I'm one of them. I enjoy school, always have. But how many of you realize, how many of you have noticed that even though you enjoy school, when Thanksgiving break comes around, you welcome it. When Christmas break comes around, you welcome it. When spring break comes around, you are ready for it. When summer break comes around, even if you're only going to take a few weeks off before you get back to studying, whether it's because you're doing independent study or whether it's because you're going to be taking some summer courses, you welcome the breaks. That's because despite the fact that we enjoy what we do, we need to take breaks. We need to rest from head to toe. The brain, the heart, the emotions, we need to take a break. You know, a lot of people who are experts in the exercise industry will tell you that it is good to take a break from exercising. You're faithfully doing it. I'm not talking about those interruptions that just pop up unannounced. I mean, you're faithfully, consistently working out 5 months, 6 months in a row. It's a good idea to take a week where you just let your body rest from exercising. Yep. Give it time to recoup, recover, catch its breath, and then get back on it. Yeah, it is good to rest. It is good, in other words, to avoid burnout. And one of the things that, particularly when it comes to work burnout, has to do with productivity. We have a lot of bosses who are insisting on increased productivity, productivity, productivity. Unfortunately, one of the main ways that they're going for the increased productivity is by having fewer and fewer people doing more and more of the work. But as they push that idea, they push that idea, they push that idea, productivity becomes a buzzword. Research shows that stressing ourselves out over an ever-expanding to-do list works against us. We want to be productive. Bosses, CEOs, corporate executives, please listen to me. And I'm asking you to really care so much about the people who work for you that you will take this to heart and act on it. I'm really asking you to do that. This is a request. Productivity is good. And it is good for us to shoot for productivity. However, it is not good to be counterproductive. And research shows that stressing people out actually works against us, because no matter how productive we may feel, at some point, the law of diminishing returns is going to kick in. We're seeing 50% burnout rates across industries. 50% burnout rates across industries. Not only does workaholism double the risk of depression and anxiety. Now let me pause there for a moment. Not only does workaholism double the risk of depression and anxiety. Ladies and gentlemen, who are really calling the shots, determining how many people are going to be employed, how hard they're going to have to work in order to accomplish what you want accomplished in getting so many materials out, so many goods produced, so many services provided. I'm asking you, care more about human beings than that, than to have them working so hard that you double their risk of coming down with depression and anxiety. This is real. And there's almost no question that as this continues over the coming years and decades, stressing people out more and more and more, we're going to have more and more burnout, with evidence by more increased incidences of depression, increased incidences of anxiety, increased incidences of broken marriages because people just so burned out emotionally and mentally that they won't have what they need on the inside to take good care of their marriages, even when they normally would want to. And of course, we know that one of the things that people do when they're stressed out, anxious, sad all the time, beginning to feel depressed, people will begin to look for unhealthy ways, unwise ways of dealing with all of that negative that's flowing inside of them. And people will begin to cheat on spouses more. Just unwise decisions. Burnout just leads to poor decision making. Sleep deprivation leads to poor decision making. And I'm asking you, corporate executives, take good care of your people. Take much better care of your people like that. And not just corporate as in Fortune 500, Fortune 1000, but on every level, small business leaders, mid-sized business leaders. Take good care of the people who work for you. Workaholism, doubling the risk of depression and anxiety, but also actually lowering productivity and decreasing work performance. That's why I say it is not a good idea for us to be counterproductive. Just working people, working them to the bone. Partly in the name of productivity. And in the process being counterproductive by reducing productivity and work performance. All right. Let's look at this some more when I come back. Preventing work burnout. Now, while I'm talking about this, though, ladies and gentlemen, we need to be doing our part to see what we can do to prevent that work burnout, too. All right. Let's get on it. I'll be right back.
Get so high that I can't see the sky for the smoke. that you can bear, and it seems that life is so.